message to the team after the move today, Paul?
Just took them through it, the specifics of it. And then we started watching video. And then, that's really it. This is the trade, so there's no good secrets in the league. I'm sure by the time the guys got in the room, they had heard about it some way, somehow. So took them through it and went on to last night's game and on to tomorrow.
Do you feel like your team is better today than it was yesterday?
It can be. I mean, everything has to be proven. Our team, how players fit, it all has to be proven. So I think it can be. Both players can add something to our hockey team, and we're looking forward and excited to get them in here. But we have to prove it.
I'm sure it's too early for lines, but where do you see Stafford? Yeah, so what's the role?
No, I've got a place for both of them already, but I haven't talked to the other players. So, you know, it's a team game, and the player comes in and affects the partners for the defenseman and the line combination. So I'll get through that today and tomorrow to talk to the different people about how that are affected by it, and then you'll see it. But before I talk to everybody, I'll just hang on to it. It's top secret.
Your players talked more about this being a family than a team. So when you're that close knit, right, does it make moving guys like Kane and Bogosian that much harder?
It's a challenge both ways, right? Players that are a big part of your room leave, and you get some new guys in that get introduced. And what you're hoping for is somebody knows them. So with Drew, he knows all the Minnesota connections are there, so he knows all those guys. And Tyler knows Toby a bit from just the lockout year, and he knows Andrew Ladd, so that there's some familiar names and faces, guys that they can come in and kind of learn the Winnipeg way. And there's always excitement, right? It's the kind of deal where Buffalo's going to be excited about getting two NHL players to come in. We're excited we get a couple of NHL players come in. For the locker room, all the other pieces, I mean, they don't think about, right? So it's a sad day to see guys go, but an exciting day for the players coming in.
What are you going to miss most about Evander Kane?
Just some of the exceptional things that he could do. I mean, he's a big, strong, fast guy that could get in on the forecheck as well as anybody had ever seen, and never missed a check, you know. And he's a competitive man. He wants to win, wants to play, wants to be the number one guy. He's going to get that chance in Buffalo, so it's great for him. I think he'll excel there. I think he'll do really well there. And Zach, the same. You know, we were getting to a depth level on our blue line that was difficult to get the minutes paired out for everybody. He wanted that opportunity to be that guy, and he'll get that chance in Buffalo. So it's great for both young men. They get a fresh start. You know, both came into the league very, very young. Now they get to kind of go in at 23. That's the age a lot of people come into the league, but now they have so much more experience. So it's good for an organization where Buffalo's at. Two bona fide, big, young, fast, strong men come in and help them. And for us, you know, we get some real, I think, specific pieces to you. And Tyler's, I had him at the World Championships last year. Got to see his game. He played some real fine hockey for us there. Drew, you know, I think upgrades our skill level up front, make some plays, and do some things that aren't easy for our team to do. So it'll be good.
Paul, adding Drew to your lineup, does that mean that Dustin will move back to the blue line, or are you keeping him up front?
Could you not tell? Have you seen the players yet? Without the smile, he might even put his tooth in for that one. Yeah, Dustin will be on the blue line tomorrow night and be happy to do so.
Is there any value in having some resolution to the Evander Kane situation for the group? Does it free anything up? Simplify?
Well, the resolution insofar as the speculation was that he was on the move, or you had to wait for him till training camp of next year to come back and play. I mean, that's a big piece that wasn't going to be a Winnipeg Jet for the remainder of the year. So now we don't have to wonder what our team looks like in August, how Evander would fit, or what we're going to look like 2 weeks from now. So, yeah, there is some.
I know it's just a matter of weeks, but is there any advantage of getting a deal this big done prior to the March 2nd trade deadline?
The earlier, the better, for sure. I mean, some of them can't get done. It's not a matter of your GM getting the calendar out and saying we're doing these deals. There's always things that happen at the trade deadline because the people selling those assets – are driving the price up. So that, but for us to be able to get this done with, you know, 20 plus games on, there's enough time to get them into the room, to get them into the systems.
For the now, Paul, are you a better hockey team?
Well, again, we got to prove it. I mean, we think so, but we got to prove that on the ice. I mean, we took an NHL player out of our lineup, two, but one NHL, and today took one NHL player out of our lineup and added two. So we'd like to think we're better.
Things like this happen with any team, but are you personally disappointed that it came to this with Evander Kane?
There has never, I only ever had a trade where there wasn't a level of disappointment from me. And part of that is in Carolina, you know, and we didn't have any throwaway players. I mean, you this is what you got, and you didn't get to move a player because you couldn't get more out of him. You had to make more out of him, and that's our job, get more out of everybody. But I think we put the work in and got some pretty fine play out of both players. So I like Evander Kane, and I'm happy for him. I think this is good for him. I think it's good for Zach, too. They're going to do very well in Buffalo. They're going to be really good players in this league. And we've got two guys back that are going to help us now. And never seen the kids play, and potentially they may help us in the future. But I'm happy for them. I mean, that's probably more than disappointment that we couldn't make it work. Actually, we made it work as well as it could. And then an opportunity came along, especially with Evander's injury, for us to get better by adding players to our team.
Big road trip coming up with these two games. How does it sort of change anything, or does it, when you have to assimilate these two guys?
Well, so you're always looking at excitement level of the team. I think last night's game was a real positive step over our last four. We think we've been getting better. We believe we've been getting better, so there's an excitement. So we're going in against the number one team in the National Hockey League, and then Detroit, I believe, is the hottest team in the National Hockey League now that Minnie's lost a game. And so there's going to be the normal buzz that goes with that, and we've got two new guys in Europe. So there's always a little bit more energy when that happens.
After Myers won that Calder, there were people talking like he was the next Chara. He's had some trouble since then, but I'm very interested in what you think of his potential.
I think we'll look at Tyler Myers like the Winnipeg Jets, like Dustin Byfuglien, like Andre Pavlik. We'll put him into a structure and to see how much that structure helps their games. So a lot of the offense driven from Buffalo, and maybe only in recent years, you know, they've been chasing a lot of games, they've been behind in a bunch of games. That changes the way offensive players think. They got to push harder, they got to do more, and sometimes that takes you out of, at times, what you can be really good at, or your game excelling in other areas. And we used them an awful lot at the World Champions to play against the other team's best, he and Braden Coburn, and he was really good at it. So I'm looking forward to put him in a structure, and he's got a skill level there. He can move some pucks. He can make some plays. But I think that you would agree that Dustin's a different defenseman now than he was a year ago in a different group. He looks different, plays the game a little differently, but there's still some pretty nice skill that comes out, and that's what we're hoping for with Tyler. We put him into that structure. He's got some things he can count on a regular shift, where his center iceman's supposed to be, where his outs are. And then he can use that skill level and some of his offensive abilities.
Paul, you get two players from a last place team. Do you worry about bad habits in their game?
No, think about excitement. So it's tough for anybody to go through what those players are going through. They're going to be a better team. They're just at a cycle where it's a tough environment. Losing's tough on everybody. And we get these players come out. If they're not right in terms of, and I don't know, maybe they've been practicing, nobody knows. They're a young team, right? So then they're having their struggles. But they may come in very fit, ready to roll, excited to play in big games. And if they're not, they, because of their minutes, you know, Tyler played 25 last night. He's not going to be that far off. He'll get up to speed real quick.
Okay.